I think the switch to sustainable energy is very important in the developing world. It's just as to whether we use wind energy or solar energy or water-generated energy. That's just the question. And I think that we all agree with Brisha in that there should be more research into these areas before the wind turbines move forward in their sort of development.
Should we be looking as well as getting renewable energy, that we should be maybe looking at how much energy we actually use as a society, would you say?
I think it should be kind of even if we're going to look into how we can like get more energy with the wind farms, we should also look at how much energy we're actually using currently. And it's more about how can we decrease the energy but make it more effective for the environment without affecting our wildlife as much.
And in terms of the amendment, I mean, presumably before you had some discussions beforehand, because it's very obvious that you were all part of this particular amendment. What form did those discussions take?
Well, we met on Tuesday mornings, and I think before we came in, we were all sort of collectively agreeing with Brisha, and we had a plan for if her amendment didn't go through, how we would deal with the original motion. And then I guess, yeah, we're all sort of there with the energy. Like, we need to find a balance between renewable energy sources and keeping and protecting our wildlife, as it's such a big thing on our island.
John Wallenberg, chair of the Manx Utilities Authority, he seconded the motion and gave an impassioned speech as to why a wind farm was needed.
In terms of generating electricity, which is immune to these global political issues, wind is one of the best natural resources the Isle of Man has. This in turn could help us as an island to be more self-sufficient. Our average wind speeds very much support the consistent generation of power from wind turbines. Wind power also aligns best with when electricity is used on the Isle of Man. We use most of our power throughout the winter when wind speeds are at their highest, and of course the wind can blow right through the night when solar solutions cannot.
Were you not convinced by Mr. Wallenberg?
I think there's pros and cons in all aspects of the wind farms, and as a collective, we as a school know that there's often between CEOs and schools as ourselves, we know our environment, we know what we want. It all depends on what we see as a collective, and we just want the best for us. And the fact that he actively went against us as a school, as students, it was a bit disheartening.